biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, let's get into What's Poppin' here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We are broadcasting live from the Texas Star Grill Shop in the Woodlands, 25919 I-45.
A lot of people come by, man.
A lot of people coming by, entering for the opportunity to win on this Texans Ticket Tuesday. A pair of tickets to the bullpen for the Titans home game next Sunday. And so come through. You don't have to be here to win it, but you got to be here to enter for sure. And then also you get here, you get an opportunity to say what's up to B. Scott from Hiram Clark, who is hanging out with us. And get your little Nico Nico's, which is delicious,
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Then, you know, on top of all that, get you some OG sauce. Get you some, I don't know, there's a lot of sorts of things to buy. OG, what's something to buy right here?
I'll tell you what, they got the Napoleon thing going on right
Very
now.
Good.
The Napoleon truckload sale still going on. They got big deals on that. And by the way, even if you call it in, but we want you to come in, but you can call it in too. 10% off any grill. I've been looking for that looking for that Christmas present for him or her. I was just looking at that Rec-Tac over there. That thing's a monster. And they got the Yoder pellet grills here. All kinds of good stuff.
He didn't even say OG sauce. Look at him.
OG sauce, man. Right on the look. Right, it's an impulse buy, right?
What's understood that
right
had
in
to
front.
Be
that is fair. That is fair.
Well, you can get you some OG sauce up in here, man.
All right, let's get into what's popping. B. Scott, I know your heart is always with these Texans, but you also got an eye on these Rockets. And I have a feeling that they didn't get a lot of love last night.
Yeah, catch the damn ball. like, can that be my take? Can that just be my take?
The whole take.
Like, catch the damn ball, man. He's their best player. He's phenomenal otherwise. Catch the ball, man. The play's right there for the taking. That's my take.
So if you don't know what the man is talking about when he says catch the damn ball, let me help you out. The Rockets play the Milwaukee Bucks at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee last night, and they lose to a reeling Milwaukee Bucks team 101-100. Now it's on the second night of a back-to-back. So you might be able to blame some of it on that, but especially since the first half of the game was really, really tough offensively for the Rockets. But they rallied back with a solid third quarter. In the fourth quarter, they have an opportunity. They go up 100-94 with 1 minute and 58 seconds left, and they don't score for the rest of it, including a final play where they had an opportunity to get a final bucket. Fred VanVleet with the inbound throws it directly to the rim, and it seemed like Alperen Şengün was more concerned with clearing out his defender than going up and catching the ball. Ball goes out of bounds. Game over. And if Alperen Şengün catches it, he's right by the basket. You can lay it in that 2 seconds and win the basketball game. But he does not execute it to the point that's necessary. And so the 5-game winning streak that the Rockets were on ceases in Milwaukee to a team that has a little bit of rumors that also tie them to the Rockets.
Yeah, I thought it was a dunk to win the game. Catch the ball. It's right there for you. It's real unfortunate. I thought maybe he mistimed his jump as well. Like, mm-hmm. It just seemed like a clumsily timed jump. And unfortunate in that situation. But, yeah, you mentioned those rumors. I think that's the biggest, probably most hot-button topic with the Rockets right now. What would you do, or would you want to bring in Giannis Antetokounmpo to kind of speed up this thing, right? Like, that's been the question for about 2 years now, is do you have the patience to try to wait until either Alperen Şengün, Jalen Green, or some combination between the two emerges into either a good enough player to be the best player on a championship team, or a good enough combination of two players to build you a championship team? Or do you accelerate and go get a star?
Where are you?
I am actually good on Giannis. Like, I get the Giannis thing, but I'm a little nervous about the injury stuff, and I feel like perhaps we've seen the best days of Giannis, but I certainly understand it. Like, if they were to do it, I'm going to be honest with you, it's not something that I would do, but if they were to do it, I wouldn't sit here and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe they traded for Giannis. What are they thinking? I would totally understand what they're thinking. It just would not be my strategy. I'm good with the path right now. I mean, look at them right now. They lost the game, but overall, the Rockets have been playing some pretty good basketball.
10-5. They coming into the game, I think the NBA app had them ranked 5th in the power rankings. That is 5th in the National Basketball Association overall.
Yeah, the thing that Adam Spillane and I have been saying on the H-Town Hoops podcast is so far so good based off of what we've seen. It's definitely a team that should make the play-in. Like, we're not overly impressed by what we see, but it is just enough to say,
I'm impressed.
I mean, they still got some flaws, but they are definitely a good enough team to say, hey, this is a team that absolutely should be in that mix for the play and should be in, not just in the mix, because they were in the mix for it last year.
No, they should be in the thick of it.
They should be in
four,
the
four or five.
Absolutely.
You know, somewhere in there. I said it yesterday on the show. I think, like, I'm more impressed than I thought I would be with this squad.
I mean, I think the defense is really big. The problem is, I think in some ways still, do you have a go-to in a big moment type of guy, roll the ball out there, a guy that you feel comfortable every single time making that play?
Yeah.
And I think there are still some questions. Jalen Green started out those first four or five games looking like it. The month of November has actually quietly been a little rough for him.
Yeah, their best players are too inconsistent, and their most consistent players are not good enough.
Yeah.
If I can if I can over – I get it. If I could oversimplify it.
Yeah. But then you oversimplify and you get into a bad place, because the question then you ask is, who is your best player? Like, let's start there.
Yeah.
Alperen Şengün, right?
Yeah, Alperen Şengün is their best player.
How do those guys coexist if you have Alperen Şengün and Giannis Adetokunbo on the floor together? Because I don't see a good path there, especially because Giannis works best when he has shooters, and you already don't have enough of those.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing that I would – like, if you're in on Giannis, you are in on maybe punting on the Şengün thing and eventually trading him when you can. Now, for a little while, it'll be clunky, and you'll try to figure out this year, because you did just extend Şengün and you're not really going to trade him this year.
Yeah.
But that is something to look out for later on after the fact.
Kind of
like how you might think of with Minnesota, how they brought in Rudy Gobert to pair with Karl Anthony Towns. They did it for a little while, but eventually one of those guys had to go. It'd be somewhat similar to that.
I feel the Giannis deal is one of those things where maybe the majority of people are saying, I don't know, Giannis, kind of in your shoes there, B. Scott. I don't know. But then if it happens, they're like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, heck yeah.
I think I can transparently say that is going to be my position.
Yeah.
Like, I am not one to do it, but if it does happen, I'm not going to, like, be upset that Giannis is on the team.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, hey, Giannis is on the team. Mm-hmm. Let's go. One thing that you need to do 100% is remake the team. Now you got to go get shooters.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't have one of your issues right now as a team, as a Rockets team, is that you don't have enough outside shooting. They make up for it in other ways. But you can't center your team around Giannis and be this type of shooting team.
No,
sure.
They don't have enough knockdown shooters to support a Giannis-built team right now. So that's another thing that I look at. You have to almost totally remake the team.
All right, so something that happened this weekend is that a settlement happened between Turner Sports and NBA. Turner Sports, the proprietors of TNT's basketball coverage. Obviously, TNT loses the NBA coverage to Amazon, but they come up with a settlement that will allow Inside the NBA to continue. It'll be licensed by ESPN, so they will use it. There's a lot of questions that float around this, but Inside the NBA gets to continue to live.
Yeah, to me, that's, like, good news. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Upwards inflection? Question mark?
You can not trust ESPN with it. I get that. Or not like it with the ESPN brand. I know a lot of people were like, man, keep Stephen A. away. A lot of people are worried about the merging of the ESPN coverage, which objectively is not as good. And for sure, people do not like as much.
Deeply uninteresting.
With this that is interesting. And it's like, hey, keep it the way it is. I get not trusting that. But if you're telling me the Inside the NBA, some iteration of it still lives, I'm going to be with that.
Well, they say it's going to continue to be produced by TNT, which is the hope, right? That it stays the same and all that. I just can't see a world in which ESPN says, we're good. Y'all just do your thing.
Yeah.
They're gonna impose their will on this show.
Yeah, and what degree is an interesting question.
This
also
is about not getting in your own way, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't get in your own way. Yeah.
They will.
This fits with ESPN's recent ethos. ESPN used to be the place where they build you up, and if you feel like your name is big enough where it's bigger than the four letters, you can find that money elsewhere. They've kind of gone in reverse now where they're willing to go, if you build yourself a platform, we'll come buy it wholesale.
McAfee.
But
they do impose their will a little bit, as much as he can hold them off.
I mean, that man cusses on ESPN, man. They're letting him cook to some degree, so you hope that he does that. A few questions that pop up: what happens with the studio show that they already have, which I guess a lot of people were like, okay, fired into the sun, I don't care. But I do think that there are some questions, like people like the Scott Van Pelt after games, like what happens to that one after games? And then again, what you brought up, B. Scott, what kind of meddling or insertion will ESPN have, even if minimal, to a product that people really enjoy, even if it doesn't always bring you like the most NBA knowledge? It's entertaining, and it really does keep people involved in the NBA.
But when I say stay out of your own way. Mm-hmm. I also think about it like this. Who should know better the gap between their NBA coverage, or their, at least the studio show,
yeah,
between TNT and ESPN? Who should know better than them themselves?
Yeah.
Right? Like, they should understand this to me. Even
and when does that stop then?
Like yeah, exactly. What I'm saying is I could see a lack of self-awareness when you're competing.
Yeah.
But once you own it, once you've acquired it, well, now it's yours.
Yeah.
So there's no shame in it being better than you, because it's yours.
Yeah, but it's yours.
So,
but it's yours.
That's why I go back to the point. Stay out of your own way.
Yeah.
Game recognized game. And look, you've won.
Yeah.
You've won. So now that you've won, stay out of your way.
We'll see.
Seems simple enough.
We'll see what happens there going forward. Also, we got a little bit of news in baseball as Ichiro Suzuki, CC Sabathia headline, baseball's Hall of Fame nominees. You're Lopez looking at those guys both being
I think they're both locked. Some people would argue Sabathia, that dude.
They should moonwalk into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think both those guys. But what I'm more worried about, this is year 10, the final year for Billy Wagner.
On
the ballot. He got 73% of the vote last year. Just missed it out by 5 votes. Billy Wagner has to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, let's do what we got to do. Be. I mean, who do we need to get hold of?
Dudes.
Who do we got to get?
I used to be one of these voters. I'm no longer. I actually did a little morality I'm out thing a few years ago. I'm like, I don't like the way this
Who's
is
voting going. Around here these days? I know Justice is gone. Justice is going. I don't even know who votes these days. Mm-hmm. All of our baseball writers locally are really young. They wouldn't have the 10
McTaggart?
Years. Oh, McTaggart, there would be one.
Yeah.
There we go.
How much do you feel like, because one of the things in baseball is I can feel the relevance of like numbers and accolades at some points fading. Do we feel like that's happening in some ways with the Hall of Fame as well? Or is that a bridge too far?
No, I still think baseball is the one. Like, it's
what a good question that is,
it's,
because
it's
baseball numbers
one,
have diminished. But I think baseball writers that vote for this still count. Look at numbers.
I think the traditional numbers have diminished, but mm-hmm. now there are new numbers and different numbers that matter, and they're ones that people are still getting familiar with. And we know, like, we're reluctant to embrace like math and new information and things like that. So, like, as a society,
Americans are scared of math like crazy.
Yeah. So, like, the newer writers are going to like lean into stuff like war and FIP and, you know, like the things that people don't necessarily know what it is, but they still, the numbers still matter in baseball, is maybe even more so than they ever have. We just don't understand them as much. Like, it's not just batting average, ERA, like the things that are easy to comprehend, or easier, more traditional to comprehend, is things that you actually got to like go to Fangraphs and look up.
Billy Wagner has to
put him
in. That guy is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, no, he's a Hall of Famer by any metric.
Yeah.
I at least in my opinion. I think you can go look it up, whatever metric you like. Billy Wagner is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go look up the metrics just to do it.
You know what I love? I love when they start using these metrics on some old players from the 50s and 60s that couldn't even spell war. You know, they start translating. Well, he had a blah, 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 and a blah, blah, blah.
But I do think it's healthy.
Yeah, for sure. If there is a sport where you can do that, baseball feels like one
of those.
But, like,
those guys are like, what?
Right now, going back and, like, and I don't even think you could, right? Like, I don't think we would have the reading. I don't know what the right word is, but, like, the actual tools to do it. But going back and, like, trying to find launch angle and that type of stuff.
Well, that's there's some things that you can't
but
do.
But there are some of these things that are actually helped by interpreting that way. And I think about it with basketball, where sometimes some of these players were not appreciated, but you go and you look at the advanced metrics and you go, actually, there's some things to be seen within this player's game that were not seen in the box score, and sometimes we did not have the vision to see those things.
And the thing about the new numbers is, to me, for the most part, they don't diminish the players that we already understood to be great. It usually elevates the ones that we were possibly overrating. But the great players, even if maybe some of the saber metrics are not quite as friendly, they're not going to disqualify them. Like, a great player is still a great player. You can go back and, like, just reapply the new numbers to them. So, to me, it does more, I would say, good than harm.
All right, B. Scott, we appreciate you coming out to the Woodlands to hang out with us at this Texas Star Grill Shop, 25919, for hanging out with us.
Fun time, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's always appreciated getting B. Scott's thoughts. B. Scott from Hiram Clark every Tuesday right here in the Loop. Coming up next, Let's get into who hooped in this game, or maybe
if you
want to go a different direction,
let's
we
do
can,
it.
But let us know, 713-572-4610 on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. We'll discuss that next.